Wanna Be Mine? A foggy Marcy fig, written by Marv with a V and read by 42, Do Not Panic. Summary. Marcy needs a date to a work Christmas party. Foggy Nelson is available. What could possibly go wrong? Attendance optional, my ass. Marcy thought, closing the email she'd been sent detailing the when and where of the Landman and Zach Christmas Eve party. These social events were never optional. She learned that within the first month of working here when she declined a supposedly optional work dinner. She'd been called into human resources the very next morning and received a lecture about not being a team player. Ergo, the Christmas Eve party? Not optional. The other things that wasn't an option when it came to that party was showing up alone. Partners welcome, the invitation said. Marcy knew what that meant. Single people, loners and losers, please stay home and contemplate what in the hell is wrong with you. She tended to fit into the second category. Loners. She wasn't unattractive. In fact, most people considered her a knockout. But with such intense work hours, when would she ever have time to meet someone? Single by choice. That was what she told her mom when she asked why she hadn't brought anyone home to meet her folks in a while. Single by career choice was by far the more accurate term. Even in college, there hadn't really been anyone who'd caught her eye. It was kind of hard for anyone to get her attention when her nose was always buried in a book. She'd always been a very driven individual. She knew what she wanted and how she was going to get it, but she didn't know how she was going to find a date for the Christmas Eve party in just 5 hours. She'd been thinking about it for weeks, but finding a plus one just slipped down her priority list. She'd had boxes of estate documents to go over. A client was contesting his father's will and was getting nasty. Her instructions had been to wrap the matter up as expediently as possible, so she'd poured all her focus into it and she still didn't have a date to the party. It seemed like such a shallow thing, finding a date, but connecting with people was important in this business. She connected, or rather collided, with someone exiting the break room, bagels and documents going flying and falling to the floor in a messy milling of pastry and pages. Marcy scrambled to pick up the latter, too worried about getting the pages back in sequential order to say something clever like, "Watch where you're going." A pair of wide blue eyes met hers, and Marcy blinked, coming face to face with Foggy Nelson, who started throwing bagels pell-mell into a cardboard box. "That's a lot of bagels," Marcy observed with a frown. Foggy shrugged. "I had a craving." "I see that," Marcy commented with some amusement. "Are you going to the Christmas party tonight?" "I wouldn't miss it," Foggy muttered with a sigh. "Yeah, I wouldn't either," Marcy thought, sighing too. That was just what everyone needed after a long year, right? A nice, mandatory Christmas party to attend in order to have a job in the new year. She wasn't happy about it, and she could tell that Foggy wasn't either. Possibly, nobody at Landman and Zach was, and they just weren't allowed to say so. "Who's your plus one tonight?" Marcy found herself asking. "Oh, I don't have one," Foggy replied, his cheeks turning pink as he straightened up, box of bagels in hand. "Wanna be mine?" asked Marcy, the words leaving her mouth quite unintentionally. Foggy frowned. "Seriously?" Marcy returned his disbelieving look with a hard stare of her own. "Yeah." Foggy seemed startled by the invitation. There was no reason he wouldn't be. Marcy hardly spoke to him at work unless it was case-related. She just kind of registered that he worked here too, having clocked him in her mind as a fellow Columbia alumni. Graduated cum laude, if she remembered correctly. That was nothing to sneeze at. He'd done well, as had Marcy. "Okay," said Foggy with an impish grin. "I'll meet you in the foyer at 7 tonight." 8, Marcy counted immediately. "Right," said Foggy with a slight frown. "Dramatic entrance. Gotcha." "Smart man," Marcy commented almost flirtatiously, finding that she was actually enjoying herself for a change. Foggy just shrugged and said modestly, "I try." Marcy smirked, struggling not to laugh. It was just too easy to talk to, not smooth or powerful like some of the lawyers she knew, but charming in his sweetness and sincerity. She liked him. Foggy Nelson was without guile. She didn't have to be on her guard around him, and she was looking forward to being able to relax for once, at a work function no less. Have you got a red tie at home? She asked, straightening his grey one. Foggy frowned. You want a match? Marcy just smiled and said smoothly, It wouldn't be the worst thing in the world. No, it wouldn't be. Foggy agreed, nodding his head thoughtfully. I'll see you tonight, Foggy. Marcy murmured, trailing her fingers over his arm as she stepped back. Yeah, see you, Marcy, said Foggy, watching her retreat up the corridor, documents safely in hand. She deposited them on her desk, blushing as she tried and failed to pretend that Foggy didn't affect her. He did. She left work early, finding herself too distracted to be particularly productive. She spent a couple of hours at home getting ready, certain that her red dress was the right choice tonight, especially with Foggy wearing a matching tie. Like they fit together, maybe they could one day. But if she was a few minutes later than she said she would be because she was entertaining thoughts of kissing Foggy under the mistletoe or during a slow dance instead of finding a cab, well, that wasn't for anyone else to know. A girl had to have a few secrets, after all.